Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is, among other things, consistent. Check out this clip of him from an appearance on the Today Show when he was the newly elected mayor of Burlington in 1981.
In our society, theoretically a democratic society, you have a handful of people who control our economy. You have maybe 2% of the population that owns one-third of the entire wealth of America, 80% of the stocks, 90% of the bonds.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Harry Smith all week long and next week as well, doing a new series on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt called My Big Idea. Features candidates discussing an idea they believe separates them from the field. It's a good idea. And it's hosted on NBC News, MSNBC, Telemundo, all your NBC platforms. And Harry Smith joins us now. Nice to have you back on the show.
Hey, I thought I was talking to Wally Phillips this morning.
You know what? If this audience would trade me for Wally in a Chicago minute.
I walked into a Time Warp this morning when I started calling the 312 area code.
I know.
As a kid growing up down in Lansing, Illinois, the radio was on in the morning, and we had Wally Phillips on, so I thought...
Well, I'm sorry, Harry. I'm sorry I'm such a colossal disappointment to you.
Oh, no. That's not the point. That's just, I have a long, long history with you all. So
well, you know, I don't think you've been on with me since I was doing the afternoon show. And then all you could say was...
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, all you could say then was, I thought I was talking to Spike Odell.
I didn't say that.
Listen, welcome back. Welcome home. And I know you already talked about Bernie and Kamala and Kristen Gillibrand. Yeah. Tonight's Pete Buttigieg. I love this idea. I love this idea. Saying, all right, you got an idea? Give me an idea.
So, you know, quite honestly, we've got these debates on at the end of the month on NBC two nights, and we're sitting around spitballing one day, and a guy I've worked with for a long time said, why don't we just have them come on and just do kind of a postcard of a big policy idea. We're not going to talk about polls. We're not going to talk about how much money you raised. We don't want to know who's sinking, who's falling. Just a differentiator, because quite honestly, most people in America are not watching 24 hours of cable news to see every little nuance of what's going on in this race.
Right.
So this is a way to just, you know, get people's attention a little bit, say, oh, that's that guy. Oh, that mayor of South Bend. Oh, that's one of his things. So then when the debates come on, they'll be able to say they have some little idea of who they are.
Well, it also sets down a marker, you know, historically, because as we all know, video doesn't go anywhere. It lasts forever. So if any of these candidates go, well, here's how I really feel strongly about this, and then suddenly they don't, or they forgot their point.
They don't. Yeah.
Anyway.
Although, you know, who knows if any of that makes any difference anymore.
Well, Buttigieg is incredibly impressive. I still don't believe a mayor from South Bend, Indiana is going to, along with the fact that he's gay. And by the way, that's not a comment on his lifestyle. That's a comment on where we are as a country. I don't believe he can be elected. But the guy is incredibly impressive.
Yeah, we sat down with him in South Bend about a month ago. And I got to tell you, honestly, just I walked around the city, which is sort of my jam when I get someplace. Mm-hmm. I just go for a walk. And the place has new life in it. It's not all his doing. But you talk to people in that town, and they are very enthusiastic about him. And, you know, and in a one-on-one, I don't care what your political ilk is, just as a person, he's a very impressive person.
So you got Pete Buttigieg tonight, you got Julian Castro tomorrow, Saturday Hickenlooper, Sunday Jay Inslee. Do these people get to repeat topics, or like when you get to Cory Booker on Monday, you go, oh, I'm sorry, that one's off the board?
You know, as we started dealing with the campaigns, we tried to let them know, let us know what's your big idea, because it's kind of first dibs.
Oh, yeah.
And quite honestly, we haven't really had much of any real overlay. So this apparently there are a lot of big ideas out there.
Well, you would hope, even though there's 22 or 23 or 58 of them, that they could all have their own specific thing they're focused on. You know, I don't want to give up the story here because I want people to watch these series, but of all the folks you've spoken to, including the ones you talked to this week, anybody really surprise you?
You know, we've been out on the road quite a bit the last couple of months, and I'll tell you the one that was interesting to me. I saw a Elizabeth Warren in Iowa. It was really still cold out. It was a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Saw her in an event. I said, you know, I hear her. Let's see what you got going on there. We interviewed her a couple of weeks ago in New Hampshire, and she sits down to do the one-on-one, and she was on the money, focused. But when you're out there in the field, you see people grow as candidates, or sometimes they diminish. They're either connecting or they're not. And when I saw her numbers started going up in the polls, I said, I can see why that's going on. She's got the plow on the ground. She's got her head down. She's working really hard. And I see her growing as a candidate. So, you know, as you see those numbers, like the Iowa poll that was out last weekend, don't be too surprised by that, because of the people out there, she's among the ones that seems to be really making a connection with voters.
Well, and the great question for me is, because the old rule book was always, you're on the left, you're going to preach to the left until you get into the general. You're on the right, you can do the same until you get into the general. And then you move to the middle. I don't know if those rules apply anymore, but I was mentioned this earlier. I did Chuck Todd's podcast yesterday with Chuck. He was in town. And we were talking about the fact that he brought up the idea of this, you know, socialism. And so we live in a world of labels. And I think socialism is a very dangerous label for any voter over the age of 45 years old, maybe. So I don't know how Elizabeth Warren and Bernie and folks like that are able to work their way back if they get too far left. And it looks like she's trying early. So maybe they already recognize that.
There's words that are toxic in our political language right now. For instance, in the conversation with Bernie, I said socialism when he was talking about, you know, universal medical care. And he says, wait. You know what socialism is? Your police department. You know what socialism is? It's your fire department. These are government-run programs. So what a word means, what a word is, that goes all the way back to what S.I. Hayakawa in semantics. But what people believe it is or isn't is what really counts. So I think you make a really excellent point. Is there a way to draw back at some point and say, hang on, can you hear the message I'm talking about versus what the label that's been pinned on it?
All right, so here again is the deal, kids. It's NBC Nightly News with young broadcaster Lester Holt of former Channel 2 fame, who does a great job every night.
He's terrific, isn't he great?
He's the best. Wow. And big idea is the feature. It's every night through the end of next week. Pat Brady is here, and Harry, I don't know if you've crossed Pat in the day, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but Pat used to run the Republican Party in Illinois. He, like me, are, I don't know, I guess you call us reformed Republicans to some extent. I've never been more independent in my life because I think both sides are ridiculous. But anyway, Pat, you had a history question for Harry.
Yeah. Hey, Harry, I do great work. This is a great project and great journalism. I always wanted to ask you, because you were front and center on this, and this is not a loaded question or a critique, but now when you look back to 2008, and you were one of the leads on with Sarah Palin, I think you might have had the first big interview. Do you think that she was ultimately treated fairly by the media in her? And she made a million mistakes, and I'm not defending for her shilling her. I didn't like her either particularly. But did she get fair treatment is my question as a journalist?
Oh, that's a really good question. And quite honestly, I tried like the devil to get an interview with her, and the closest I ever got was a trip to Alaska to talk to her parents.
Oh, is that right?
I never got the big one with her. Of course, the one that everybody remembers is the one she did with Katie Couric. And I think some of that it was interesting, because if you really look at her arc, as there was a Republican cruise, there was a ship full of Republicans and neoconservatives who went up, that she met them, wowed them all. That was when the match was struck.
Right.
And then suddenly there was this conflagration of, oh my God, she's the answer, she's the next thing. But in the end of the day, if you take two steps back, you look at the messages that she had really resonate with people today, but in terms of her preparation as a candidate, maybe not so much.
Oh, no, a train wreck, and I agree. Thanks for that answer.
Terry Smith, and it's always nice to have a nice boy from Lansing, Illinois on, and you know you're welcome here anytime. I hope next time you're in town, you'll come by.
That'd be great. TF South, class of 1969. Go Rebels.
Are you sure you weren't the Flying Horned Frogs?
Ha 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 ha!
Probably not. That's probably me. I'm probably confused.
I have to get back on my walker now and return to
All right, good talking to you, man. Guys. See you later. Harry Smith, NBC News.